I've lived in a van across the UK for over 6 years. Not for Instagram, not for a trend, for real life. Most nights don't start with sunsets and wine glasses. They start with lay-bys and a decent dose of doubt. The lay-by is where it all happens. It's the van lifer's pub, panic room and refuge. It's where I've eaten, slept, fixed leaks, ridden out storms and questioned everything. 90% of the time, I'm on with Todd. Getting used to this way of living is a shock at first. New surroundings, new routines, and that gnawing worry about whether you've done the right thing. But here's the thing, it doesn't stay like that. Once you tough it out, the road starts to make more sense, and it feels less like chaos, more like home. In for the night, the insecurity nobody posts about. You pull in just before dark. That's the unspoken rule. Never after. Land late and you're already on the back foot, taking whatever patch of tarmac hasn't been claimed. Options are limited, so you do the usual van life tango. Is it flat? Is it lit? Can I tuck myself out the way without ending up on somebody's CCTV? Can I park facing outward, ready to go at short notice? Then the door slides shut and it's just you, the thin skin of metal and whatever the night decides to throw at you. First bang outside and your brain starts producing a crime drama. Every rustle is a burglar. Every gust of wind is a drunk lad trying your handle. Every fox rummaging in the bin, basically a wolf pack sent to finish you off. It's daft, because 9 times out of 10 it's nothing. Wheelie bin lid, hedgehog, crisp packet under the tyre. But when you're parked in a strange lay-by, condensation creeping up the windows, your imagination doesn't care about statistics. You go straight to worst case. This is it. Tonight's the night. Every lifer goes through it. The nerves on those first nights are universal. Every bump, every laugh outside, every crunch of gravel, it sets your heart going. But over time, something shifts. You start tuning into the rhythm of the road. You don't just stop anywhere anymore. You get a feel.
Lay-bys have a vibe. It's hard to explain. Some you pull into and you know straight away, nope, not tonight. Too close to the road, too dark, too isolated, or too lively. You learn to trust that gut feeling. The instinct sharpens with every cold night and dodgy knock. That's van life reality. It's not fairy lights and sunsets. It's you trying to boil a kettle while wondering whether that thud outside is a bin bag or the start of a zombie film. Welcome to the road. Just a passing observation, and not many people mention it, but those random horn blasts from lorries and cars? Aye, they happen, usually at 2 a.m. when you've just nodded off. Why do they do it? Your guess is as good as mine. Maybe it's boredom, maybe it's bitterness, maybe it's just their little nightly ritual of sod you. Adds a nice jolt of adrenaline though. Thanks, lads.
And yeah, sometimes it's not the drunks or the police. Let's not forget the lay-by unmentioned.
It's the entertainment. The ones they call doggers. Didn't expect that to become part of my van life vocabulary, but here we are.
At first, you panic and get ready to report on social media. Doggers found.
Bit of movement in the car park next to you. Flash of headlights. Bloke alone in his car with a window down a crack. Then another car pulls in and you're thinking, this is it. I'm about to witness something I can't unsee. And you will, eventually. But once you clock the code, headlight flashes, parked facing outwards, windows crack just so, it becomes background noise. A weird little subculture doing its thing while you lie in the back of your van eating crisps and hoping your battery doesn't die before morning. Ignite off, curtain slightly open. Pure Channel 5 documentary on your doorstep. You're not into it, but you're not watching either. It's harmless, really. And oddly, they're the most respectful bunch. Never had one bother me. No shouting, no knocking, no mess. Just part of the scenery now, like rain or diesel fumes. You adapt. You harden up. You laugh at stuff that used to stress you out. It's slowly getting better. Like cold nights. The kind that used to send you scrabbling for campsite hookups. Now you know where to park so you're not under trees dripping condensation onto your roof. You wedge towels against drafts. You put your socks over the air vent. You've got a system. And when you get it right, when you find a lay-by that's quiet, level and has half-decent 4G, it's like a five-star hotel. Bin nearby? Luxury. Streetlight not flickering like a horror film? Jackpot. A comrade. Now and then, you spot another van. Mutual nod. Quiet solidarity. Next thing you know, it's 12:30 and you're 3 mugs deep, talking about solar panels, rusty wheel arches, and which toilets don't smell like a chemical spill. That's the 10% magic.
So why the hell do we live like this? Some of us choose it. We've had enough of the hamster wheel. No mortgage, no rent, no council tax. Freedom tastes better when it's cheap. And honestly, I'd rather patch up my van roof with Gorilla Tape than hand over another grand to a landlord who calls himself a property entrepreneur. Others, though, didn't choose. Life kicked them down a few flights and they landed here. One of the three Ds. Divorce, debt, depression. A van can be the step before the street. For them, this isn't a lifestyle, it's survival. I haven't lived it that way, but I've met lads who have. You feel it in the way they talk, and I'll tell you now, those are the toughest out here. Now, van life's not all grit. There's good nights, cosy ones. Heater ticking with that well-known rhythm. Rain tapping on the roof like it knows you by name. Feels like you've cracked it. Then the fuse goes. Or the dog throws up. Balance, innit? This life teaches you what matters and what doesn't. You find out fast what you can live without. Most of it, as it happens. You don't need 10 pairs of jeans. You need a good coat, a solid brew mug and enough power to charge your phone. Everything else is optional. But the biggest thing? You learn to read the world better. When you live in a house, you can ignore your surroundings. You've got doors, locks, neighbours, street lights, safety by structure. In a van, you're on your own. You read every face, every car, every shadow. You learn what time the dog walkers turn up, when the bin men come, which spots are dodgy after dark. Eventually, the nerves fade. You sleep through the horn blasts. You laugh at the doggers. You roll your eyes at the drunks. You become one of the shallows people don't notice. You stop trying to explain it to your mates who think you're on some kind of holiday. This isn't a sabbatical. It's life just in transit.